If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
All right, good evening and welcome aboard another edition of Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell here on a Thursday into a Friday, and the opening ceremonies for the Olympics loom on Friday. We look forward to it Friday evening as we roll along here through a very busy week as we really focus on, you know, the coming out of the All-Star break with baseball. We'll get into that. The Yankees have got everybody scratching their head, but we're seeing, you know, Mets and Royals get off the mat here a little bit. Boston going south, and we get Yankees, Red Sox for the weekend, and the Midwest is going to be sultry. Big Ten media days, football-wise, coming to a close. We'll hear from Zaid Hussain to kick it off here, and I tell you right now, the White Sox, who just got swept in Texas, this is unbelievable. They are 51 games below 500. 27-78. Are you kidding me? And the owner, Reinsdorf, just sits back and just it's actually pathetic. I mean, can you imagine? And you know what's strange? Here in the Midwest, I get them. I get them on NBC Sports Chicago. And I actually like watching them. I do. I mean, they're horrific, but they're a good bad. Let me put it this way: they're an entertaining, putrid ball club. Because every once in a while, they look like, you know, that they have some semblance of a professional baseball team. And I thought this was the Oakland A's year to be terrible. And you don't want to play the A's. The A's are salty. They got some offense. They got some pop in that lineup. And I mean, they're playing like nomads. They got no home. They're headed to Sacramento and maybe to Vegas, maybe not. Who knows? So interesting stuff. But Zaid Hussain kicks it off. Tyler Levine a little bit later on. Thursday into a Friday. Sports Byline in Sports Overnight America. We get it rolling. Coming back. Don't go away.
I be rolling dope. You be sipping on your drink and then you roll a dope. You a bad little chicken, yeah, you know the move. You just want some friction, let me take control of you. Yeah, you shell shot, your body rock. You cold with it. I love the way you swing on that pole with it. Ooh, girl, yeah, you in the zone with it. On and on and on and on with it. Yeah, I'm fascinated. If I say let's take a trip, don't need to pack to Vegas. Yeah, I know you working hard and trying to stack them weights.
There are a lot of so-called fast food deals out there. But do any of them have the Wendy's Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, Crispy Fries, everyone's favorite nugs, and a drink for just $5 like Wendy's Biggie Bag? Nope. And that's why no other deals can be called the Wendy's Biggie Bag. That and a little thing called plagiarism. When the deal is as fresh as the meal, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with 4-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and via third-party delivery.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
The soccer season never ends here on Sports Byline Broadcast. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and on demand 24/7 wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. First Touch, soccer talk for the new age. Weekends right here on Sports Byline USA and worldwide on the American Forces Network.
All right, talking the world of sports here, Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America. Let's get Zaid, who's staying in here. He's got an eye on the Midwest, and the sultry summer rolls on. Big Ten Media Days coming to a close in Chicago, but lots to talk about. Obviously, the Bears in camp, Caleb Williams, Heisman Trophy former winner. You know, comparisons to Patrick Mahomes. You see those comparisons. I saw him in some college games, especially against Oregon, where it was just phenomenal. But let's get Zaid in here. Zaid, welcome aboard. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Marty. How have you been? Hopefully very, very well.
I'm glad you're... You know, I gotta throw you a curveball right here out of the chute. The Chicago White Sox just got swept by Texas. 2-1 losers today. I don't know how closely you watch them. They are now a stunning 51 games under 500. 27-78. I mean, is this a team that's going to win 45 games? And they're on NBC Sports Chicago. I like watching the post-game show with Ozzie Guillen. He's pretty entertaining. But other than that, it is just putrid. I mean, how relevant are they in the Chicago sports landscape right now? Let me ask you.
Well, yeah, if you want to talk about relevancy, I mean, you know how usually you sell tickets to baseball games? I'm pretty sure they're going to start paying people to show up and watch these games. That's how bad it's getting, Marty. It's getting that bad. I mean, you go to a White Sox game right now, the whole stadium's empty. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, and I watch more than I should. Maybe I should get a life, but, man, is it unbelievable. All right, let's start with the we get that out of the way. Let's start with the Bears. 7-10 a year ago. You know, people have to realize this team finished very strong last year. They were 5-3 in the second half of the season. They were getting turnovers. They were getting after it. The offense actually cranked up a little bit. Eberflus was retained. Now, they've got Shane Waldron who comes over. He's obviously a head coach in waiting if Eberflus and this thing becomes a farce. But how would you characterize, of course, with the picks? You know, you got Caleb Williams, Odunze, the kid out of Washington, led the nation in receiving a year ago for the Washington Huskies. Optimism is a key word for the Bears. Tell me where you think they'll come after that strong finish last year and the newfangled offense that they're going to throw out there this year. Let's hear.
Yeah, and, you know, you mentioned the strong finish. You know, a lot of things to consider is even our losses last year. There were a lot of very, very close losses, games that we almost gave away late. And I think as Eberflus, you know, gets going, gets more experience inside the NFL as a head coach, I think those are games that could turn from losses to wins, especially those late, close game losses that we had. And now we have this spread offense. It's going to be a huge, huge change in dynamic here for the Chicago Bears. I think we're going to put a lot of points up on the board. Caleb Williams is a guy that could come in and make an instant impact. And I think that they're going to do it, and they're going to be very excited to watch this upcoming season.
Yeah, I mean, and then, you know, an acquisition, I mean, Keenan Allen gets a lot of attention. Adunze, who we just mentioned, the receiving corps, Velus, I mean, they have a very nice receiving corps. But I think DeAndre Swift could have been one of the best kept, you know, finds in the league here. Now, he bounced in a negative way, and he's looking like, you know, this will be kind of a, you know, fork in the road season for him. But I like that pickup there. Now, running backs have been kind of, you know, it was a hot topic, you know, how minimized roles now that running backs have. But, you know, Williams likes to hold on to the ball a long time. He's not afraid to dump off, and Swift is a great runner, but he's excellent at catching the ball. Give me a hit on the running back and Swift in particular. Let me hear.
Yeah, so Swift is the type of guy that you'd love to input in this type of offense, an offense where Caleb Williams is going to be able to scramble, buy some time, and look, when he's buying that time and you got the pass rush coming, Swift could pop out there for a little hitch, a little curl. You dump it off to him, he gets you 5 to 10 yards. He's a running back that's very explosive, be able to run the ball very well, and be able to get you a ton of yards. I think he's a good change of pace back that the Bears added, and you got Johnson still, who brings that power running to the Chicago Bears offense as well. So you kind of get a 1-2 punch in him, almost similar to the Lions last year, how they had that 1-2 punch. I think we'll see some of that with the Chicago Bears.
I think that's right. Zaid Hussain with us, keeping an eye on the Bears from his outpost in Chicago, training camp underway. What would be the biggest concern right now? If you had to really be objective, what would concern, or what do you think concerns GM Ryan Poles, the ownership group? What are they most edgy about in Chicago pursuant to the Bears in the 2024 season?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think we made a mistake not switching our head coach. I think we were getting a new quarterback here. I think we should have brought in fresh eyes, a proven guy. I think we could have went and got, you know, Jim Harbaugh, who has proven himself inside the NFL. I think this would have been a way better acquisition than keeping a guy like Eberflus, who's shown last year that I mentioned lost a lot of close games. I think with a different head coach, a different guy leading this team to a fresh start with a new offense would have been better. I think they monitor the Eberflus situation throughout the year if the Bears come out struggling. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. But to be honest with you, that is my biggest concern, is the head coaching job for the Chicago Bears.
Interesting. You know, they're going to get 4 preseason games. The rest of the league, other than 2 teams, Houston and Chicago, are going to get the 2 because they're going to play Thursday night, August 1st in the Hall of Fame game. But at Buffalo, Cincinnati at home, at Kansas City, these tune-ups are going to be important. You know what, though? With Caleb Williams, I'll go back to him. He's got some leadership qualities, too. And if this kid's as dynamic and they can get him possibly to release the ball a little quicker, because this, you know, he's got away with it in college. It's not going to happen at the NFL. They just close too fast, too big, too strong. The speed of the game is the one thing that rookie quarterbacks struggle with. He should adjust. He's got some leadership qualities. This guy has a chance to, you know, perhaps win that veteran roster over here a little bit. I think that's going to be something to really keep an eye on, is Williams, in as much as his performance on the field, how he integrates himself into that clubhouse, locker room. Give me a take on Williams personality-wise.
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at Williams, he was a guy that came in Oklahoma, you know, was a backup, got his opportunity, took advantage of it, ends up transferring, becoming a monster everywhere he goes. You know, Caleb Williams is a guy that's persevered throughout his whole career, especially at a young age. And now he comes in as, you know, one of the biggest prospects we've had in a long time at quarterback. I don't remember a bigger one more recently. And, you know, I think with a lot on his plate and a lot of pressure, I think he's going to be able to deliver and show everybody why he was such a big prospect.
Yeah, we always like to look at the schedule the minute comes out. I look at their schedule, Tennessee, Houston, Indianapolis, Rams. I like to look at it in four-game chunks, even though there's now 17 and soon to be 18 games. Trip with Jacksonville to London, but you get that bye week when you come back. And then they've just got, I think the stretch of the season that's going to be fascinating to watch will be November. If they can, you know, get through and even be 500, boy, can they go through a grind here. They're going to play New England at home, which obviously I think should be a win, but then Green Bay, Minnesota at home. So three straight home games before Thanksgiving at Detroit, at San Francisco, at Minnesota, Detroit at home, Seattle and Green Bay. It's not an easy schedule. It's a meat grinder in November. Wow. So, you know, it's easy just to look at the totality of the schedule, but I'll tell you right now, I think they're going to be alive and well until November, and that's when they're going to get really tested.
I agree 100% here, and I think when you look at the Chicago Bears, they have to get out to that good start in the beginning of the season. When you play teams like the Carolina Panthers, the Washington Commanders, the Arizona Cardinals, and the New England Patriots, even at the start of November, those are games you have to book wins. And even the Indianapolis Colts and Titans, like, the Bears should have to come out 2-1 here to start the season, at least in the first three games, to be looking really well, putting themselves in good position to succeed later on in the year.
Well, I'll tell you this, there's going to be no doubt. You can tell me about Badgett. You can tell me about Ripon as potential backups. And the bottom line is they're giving the keys to the franchise to Caleb Williams. It's going to be absolutely fascinating to watch. Zaid, we will get back to you. We appreciate you having on our team. Good job out of you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, brother. Take care.
You got it. All right, Zaid Hussain, we're coming back here on Sports Overnight America. We'll catch up on the baseball, the Olympics, a little bit later on with Tyler Levine. Keep it here.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
All right, we'll give a little check on the late scoreboard here. A lot of matinees on a Thursday into a Friday here. Dodgers 4-2 over the Giants, top eight. Giants make a little noise. Boy, the Giants look good on Wednesday night, too. They really, I mean, they're hitting the baseball. They put up some runs last night. They got some great pitching. I tell you, that was shocking to me. Glasgow was coming off the DL just like Kershaw did today. Kershaw went four innings today. He was not spectacular, but he wasn't too bad either. But last night, the Giants just, I mean, pitching and offense, and Robbie Ray, five innings, was just stellar. I mean, he was just, how many strikeouts did he have? He had eight Ks in five innings. Wow. And Walker, Rogers, Miller, and T. Rogers. Was it Taylor Rogers? And then there's, man, oh, man. They got more guys under the name of Rogers. They got Tyler Rogers and Taylor Rogers. Got to be related. Absolute. Donald, I guarantee Donald will jump right in. Watch this. Watch this. Here he comes. Twins. All right. Good job out of you, Dominic. He always keeps me straight. Let's get, speaking of Tyler, let's get Tyler Levine in here. And away we go. Tyler, what's going on?
How we doing?
I'm doing great. Boy, I just got to drive the stake in even more, baby. I watched it almost start to finish. They are the most – there's three players on the Yankees, okay? There's three. Listen to me. There's Judge, there's Soto, and there's Volpe. Other than that, man, you got a bunch of broken down pieces. It's just – it's stunning. And Garrett Cole just looks so ordinary right now. I mean, swept by the Mets. I got to keep poking you. Tell me. And now they got the Red Sox in Fenway this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Let me hear.
You know, I was dreading the one thing I was dreading about coming on today was this conversation. I knew it was coming. I had myself prepared. I don't know what to say. I'm at a loss for words. I mean, Judge got walked, I believe, four times last night. And Ben Rice, and I forget who the other guy's name is. That's how relevant he is. Go 0-for-5. And I think that's a huge issue that the Yankees have. You know, they have their guys that can hit. Judge has been fantastic. Soto's been fantastic. It's hard to see teams not just looking at the lineup and saying, all right, we're just going to walk this guy because we know this guy's not going to do anything. But I don't want to be too spoiled. I saw a post saying this is why Yankee fans are, the worst. And it kind of made me realize, I'm like, damn, that was kind of true. Like, look, we're 60-44. We have a pretty solid record. It's not dumpster fire time yet. It's just ugly, man. Uninspiring. Not entertaining. It's just pain. We can't swept by the Mets, man. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, 12-3 last night, and which was so painful was, and I think they, LeMahieu just looks lost. Verdugo can't hit his way out of a wet paper bag. The Red Sox couldn't get rid of him quick enough. He was a clubhouse lawyer. He was a pain in the rear. They're glad to see him go, and he's the Yankees' problem. Now, look, he's there's glimpses, but everybody thought he was tailor-made for that right field porch. Okay, that's all well and good. But, man, oh, man, now Stanton comes back, and he changes the whole dynamics of that batting order and that lineup. But I'll tell you right now, this is going to be fascinating. I will say this, and then we'll switch gears here. Let's say they go into Boston and get swept. The Red Sox and Devers in particular have absolutely owned the Yankees. So let me fantasize my beloved Carmine Hose. They end up sweeping the Yankees. I don't think Boone has a job coming back to New York. I really don't. I think they will absolutely let him go. I think his seat is that hot. I really do.
I would have a hard time believing that he would be able to keep his job. And it's weird to me because over in Europe with the EPL, Champions League, and everything, to pull soccer into this real quick, coaches get fired like this. I mean, if you are not performing and your club and your team has the expectations of being on top and you go this many years without really doing anything, without winning anything, you know, teams aren't afraid of you in the playoffs. You know, if you lose your swagger, you're gone, like gone. The coaches can last 6 months. And yet here we are, the Yankees, you know, the Yankees, one of the biggest teams in all of sports in the entire world, if not the biggest. You know, we have this guy who's done absolutely nothing for us for multiple years in a row. It's a widely accepted opinion, I believe, by fans. So it just shows a disconnect between the front office and reality, and it, you know, with the fan base as well. Because it's not fair to the players to, you know, have a guy. I mean, I can't look down this roster and say that there's any way that these guys look at Aaron Boone and say, this guy inspires us, makes us better people, makes us bigger winners. We want it more because of him. Like, you know, we believe that he can lead us there. I have a hard time believing that people believe that on the roster and in the clubhouse. And that's a huge problem if you're going to go win a World Series. And I think that's a huge part of winning in any sport is trusting and believing and the person that's steering the ship. And I have a hard time believing that, you know, players on the Yankees roster do.
Where would they turn? Let's just say again, they get swept in Boston, they pull the trigger. Is it Mattingly? Do you go out and get Donnie Baseball?
It's got to be Nick Saban. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, I think Mattingly would be great. Obviously, you know, Yankee legend, and has experience. He's been there. He's done that. So I think that would be, I mean, anyone, honestly, anyone. I'd take some guy, you know, managing a deli somewhere in the Bronx before I'd want to keep Aaron Boone around here.
Yeah, so you take Buck Showalter?
Sure, why not?
Another go-around in the Yankee dugout? I'll tell you right now, their fan base is gripping, absolutely gripping. It's hysterical to watch. All right, we'll have more time, too. We'll get into some stuff. But I do want to get to the U.S. women and the U.S. men's soccer team. It was a tale of 3-0 verdicts today. One a win for the women, a 3-0 loss for the men. Let's start with the men. Who the heck is coaching them, by the way? I haven't a clue. I didn't look.
To be honest, I didn't even look either. But I do know that I was reading up on the game and I watched some of the highlights. It's tough. I mean, you're playing the host nation who's at home, and France have two guys on their team in Lacazette and Olisi who are, you know, they're top tier guys going up against our under 23s. We did hold them scoreless for 60 minutes, although we, you know, lost 3-0 ultimately. Might go to show that there's just, you know, it might just be a different level than these, you know, the team is used to in terms of, you know, levels of fitness and what it's really like getting out there against, you know, top competition. But, you know, our senior team didn't get out of the group stage at the Copas at home.
Right.
So I don't really have, you know, I don't know what sort of expectations to have for, the U23s.
Marko Mitrovic is the coach. Dominic sent it down the line. I don't know who the guy is. I really don't. Marko Mitrovic is the U.S. coach. So what should we do with our expectations, men's and women's, when it comes to the red, white, and blue in France at these games? I mean, should we just completely abolish any realistic medal hopes, or have you not looked at it in too detail? Because I wouldn't have a clue.
I mean, the women's team is always a threat. They've won at the top level. They have a great organization from head to toe. They've been incredibly successful. They're a joy to watch. You know, multiple World Cups. And we've spoken about this with other sports. We mentioned the Celtics the other day. When your organization has a winning culture and it's ran well,
That's right.
You know, these players will be there and fully believing that they should and will win. And, you know, the United States women's farm system, for lack of a better term, I'm not sure if that's exactly what they'll call it, you know, they breed young talent. There have been multiple players who have made their debuts as teenagers with the women's national team. And, you know, they are the cream of the crop in the women's game. Obviously, England is very solid now. Germany always puts a good team out. Spain as well are absolutely fantastic. A lot of their players play on the Barcelona women's team, Real Madrid women's team. So, you know, the women should really feel like they have a shot at winning gold. The men, I think it's, I don't see any chance of us meddling. I hope I'm wrong, But I just think that, you know, a lot of these, when you talk about the youth side of a lot of these other countries, it's just different over there, you know, overseas in Europe and around the world when it comes to soccer. I mean, they pull kids out of school at the age of, you know, 10, 11, 12, and they're playing for professional academies that, you know, are trained at the highest level, but, you know, essentially for the kids. And that's not the way things work over here. You know, I grew up playing three sports. Most people grow up playing multiple sports. So it's, you know, it's tough to compete for the men's side. I don't see them getting anything done, but I actually do and enjoy watching the U.S. women's national team.
Have you followed this women's Canadian coach and the analyst? What are they thinking? I mean,
so
you, you know what are they doing?
So
seriously,
dumb.
What were they trying to accomplish? Please tell me. Were they using a drone with a camera on it? I mean, what were they doing? Spying on other teams? I mean, this is how did you think you were not going to get caught doing that?
I mean, all I got to say is I'm glad there weren't drones around when Brady and Belichick were still with the Patriots together.
I knew you'd get your digging. Go ahead.
But I was reading that the coach is got arrested and has like an 8-month suspended prison sentence for operating like an aircraft that's on a, you know, unmanned aircraft, which is insane. But that, I mean, just so stupid. I don't know what they're doing. Like, are you serious? Come on. You think you're not going to be caught a drone? Why don't you just walk out on the field with a, you know, one of the handhelds? It's pretty much the equivalent.
Oh, it's funny. Hey, we're out of time. Listen, we got to get into break. We'll come back. We got a lot more to get through here. Opening ceremonies tomorrow night on a Friday as we roll into the first weekend of the summer games in Paris. It's going to be outstanding. We look forward to it. I'm Marty Terrell. He's Tyler Levine. We are Sports Byline Broadcast. This is Sports Overnight America across the country on iHeart. Tune in, Simple Radio, and around the globe on AFN, American Forces Network. Coming right back.
Who stole my baby? Who done it? Everyone in the room looks shady.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi. My son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart? Please.
Save big on back to school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 30.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials.
so it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
All right, rolling along here Thursday into a Friday here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America. Rocket Mortgage with $10,000 towards the closing costs now at rocketmortgage.com. Here with Marty Terrell and Tyler Levine on Sports Overnight America. All right, let's get to some news and notes, Tyler. Give me a couple .. items. Dateline, New York, Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous, and I think a really exciting team to really embrace. Bridges in the offseason comes over from Brooklyn. You know, they got Brunson all wrapped up in a nice deal. He saved the money. And then they rewarded Tibbs, Tom Thibodeau, with a 3-year extension. But expectations are going to be high. Then we'll do some other NBA news and notes, and we'll continue on here. But Knicks with Tibbs, 3 years, well deserved or not? Let me hear.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think as you know, Knicks fans, we're certainly happy with where we're at as an organization, especially after the years of just brutal misery and pain. I think that we have a really nice roster now, seeing Brunson take a pay cut so we can move some other things around and rework some contracts and potentially still bring more people in is something that you really rarely see. And it was really cool to see, honestly. I think that whether you're a Knicks fan or not, that's just, you know, when a player leaves $100-something million on the table to just improve the team, like that's selfless and, you know, a really nice thing to do. And as a fan, obviously you're thrilled because it means that you can, you know, even further improve. But I'm really excited about where the Knicks are at and think that it's a good move for them to extend Tibbs. I think he deserves it. And honestly, this is probably the most excited I've ever been in my entire life as a Knicks fan, because the Knicks pretty much started to suck at the tail end of the 90s when I was born. So there hasn't really been much to get excited for. And, you know, we finally have a team we can get behind.
I think this team is going to be fascinating. I think Boston will have a bullseye on their back. Nick Nurse and Philly and Daryl Morey did not stand pat. Josh Harris, the ownership there, gave him carte blanche pretty much. I think, Embiid says, hey, I might be the most hated player, but you know what? He's a talented player. I think that Atlantic division and that Eastern Conference is going to be an absolute rock fight. And I can't wait to see the head-to-head matchups there. They're going to have more meaning than they've had in a long, long time. All right, so you saw what Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, did. Of course, he negotiates TV deals. I don't blame him, but does he make a tactical error here? TNT says, hey, hold the phone. We matched Amazon. But then, you know, Silver, being the slickster that he is, he found some language where he could say, nah, digitally, they're going to do more. They're streaming numbers. You can't really say you're matching the deal because Amazon's got crazy, crazy raw numbers, which cannot be matched by TNT. So it's WDB. It's Warner Brothers, Disney, which is ESPN. It's NBC. And now it's Amazon to stream Saturday afternoon, some other mixed games. Here's my question for you. I mean, they're throwing out the best pre- and post-game show with Shaq, Kenny, and Sir Charles. Ernie Johnson's having health issues again. He's going to bow out. Does the league make a tactical error here, or does it matter because they got so much money going with the newfangled TV deal? Let me hear.
It's disgusting, man, and so sad. That was just the best pregame crew. I mean, honestly, across pretty much any sport, and I think that's universally agreed for those of us who, you know, give a watch to all the major sports. I think it's a massive tactical error. I think that it's just clearly just about the money, which, look, I get it. They're a business. Their bottom line matters. But, man, I mean, it's just sad. I'm just sad about it, Marty. I really, you know, I thoroughly enjoyed those pre- and post-game shows. And it's just, Amazon ruined Thursday Night Football for me. Like you know, at what point does Amazon get to stop? I mean, they have the most money. What, are they just going to control all the sports? And you know, if I'm them, I'm going right to that crew and throwing the biggest bag of all time at them, saying, come with us. Because I just have a hard time believing that as many people will tune in to the pregame shows for whatever they throw together than what we saw on TNT with Chuck, Shaq, Ernie, and Kenny.
Yeah, it's going to be missed. I don't believe Barkley's done yet, though. I think it's more, you know, I think he floats his price higher. He says, I'm walking away. He's too valuable a commodity. I think Kenny the Jet and Shaq will work on Sir Charles. And I misspoke. It's Warner Brothers Discovery. But NBC and obviously the Amazon thing. I think Barkley, I mean, we could say it's not about the money, but anytime they say it's not about the money, it's about the money. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah.
It is. It just is. So it's going to be interesting to watch. Here's what I want to know, though. Your age group, my age group, we're light years apart. My question is, do you younger folks consume these games more likely on a streaming device than you do conventional TV? I mean, I stream a lot, and I'm up there. So tell me about that lower end of the demographic, maybe the 25 to 54 demo. Let me hear.
I mean, I don't think it's like a cable box in the living room like it was like when I'm growing up. Like, I'm either watching it on YouTube TV or, you know, the specific app, TNT, Peacock, whatever it might be. I think it's more about not changing the place where it lives and breaking up the crew for me. Like, I don't care that I have to go watch it on Amazon Prime. Like, you know, I have Amazon Prime. You know, I do, you know, I watch it for the NFL. It's not about that. For me, it's more like that show was, a staple of NBA culture. And that's now being taken away strict, you know, because of money. And I get it again. Like, they're all businesses. It's, you know, it's like when your announcer leaves one station and goes somewhere else because he got a better offer. Like, I don't blame them at all. It just sucks. It's frustrating from a fan perspective. I hope that we still get to see those guys before and after the games because they're just great. And it really honestly makes the viewing experience so much more amplified for me and, you know, much more thoroughly enjoyed. And it's the same with a lot of sports. Like, there are guys that I just, you know, I hate seeing pregame, postgame, listening to, and there are guys that I absolutely love. For example, the Champions League crew on CBS and Paramount Plus is absolutely fantastic as well. Terry Henry, Micah Richards, Kate Abdo, Jamie Carragher, they're amazing. And I tune into the games earlier to watch them, but now I feel like the NBA is going to be losing out. So sure, Amazon might have more reach of their streams, but you're kind of taking away what I believe is a huge portion of your viewership that tunes in early to watch this stuff. So it's difficult.
It's going to be interesting to watch. All right, you and I spoke earlier today. When I think of EPL, the European Premier League, I think of USA. I think of Peacock. What's the other one? Did they put them on TBS too? I'm trying to think. USA and Peacock. Is the European Premier League, I think NBC obviously carries some too, because so my question is, do they have a media package that is on par with the popularity of the English Premier League, or do you see room for it to get better for them? Let me ask you.
No, I think that, I mean, it would be nice if it was kind of all in one place, but you know, it's spread generally speaking across the USA or Peacock. Like, that's usually how I'm watching the Premier League games. It is nice because those apps are super convenient, easy to use, and you can kind of shuffle between games. But I think that there's more room for the game to be grown, at least stateside, and to be more televised, because there are a handful of games throughout the season where you really got to like find a way to watch it, or you know, some games might not be available, and that's obviously frustrating. But I think that the Premier League is growing a lot faster than I think people expected stateside, and it's pretty popular now. And they, you know, when NBC gets out there for these pregame shows that they do in America, you know, a lot of people show up and show out, and more you see these bars popping up all over the place that are, you know, very similar. You know, it's like a fan bar. You show up, everyone's in their jerseys, they're all locked in. And it's a really cool environment to get into. I think that the Premier League and European soccer is growing quite fast stateside, deservingly so. It really is amazing to watch. I mean, every game matters. There's no playoffs at the end of the year. So, you know, where you finish is where you finish, and it's such a unique concept. And on top of that, you have the relegation system where, you know, if you're in the last three spots come the end of the season, you're getting demoted to a league below the top tier, which is the English Premier League, and three teams from the Championship are coming up into the Premier League every year. So it really does, you know, there's the battle for who's going to win the league, and at the same time, there's the battle for who's actually, you know, even going to be in the league come next season. And I think that's a cool concept, and I think, you know, it's why a lot of people are buying into it. It's just, we've spoken about it a lot. It's a whole different world. The passion is different. The intensity is different. And these guys just play at such a high level that it's such a pleasure to watch.
Tyler Levine with us. He is the host of First Touch. He and Nico Bifsaw Saturday nights. Just what a great show. I mean, really debuted in long form last week. Full hour coming up this Saturday. I'm going to let you preview it in a second here. But why is the EPL so good for social media? And you were telling me about this guy, Speed, and then I'm just reading articles where the EPL has such a social media following globally. It's just stunning. Why is that? I would think the NFL does, let's not kid ourselves, but there's something about soccer in the English Premier League, and obviously the World Cup's going to go through the roof too, but it happens only, you know, every 4 years. Why is the EPL so conducive to just clips and hits on social media platforms? It's amazing.
Well, it's the world sport, and you know, it's something that is universally shared everywhere. You know, the NFL isn't there aren't necessarily people who like American football in Germany or in Sweden or in Denmark, wherever it might be, stateside, Mexico. It doesn't matter where you go. Soccer is played, and the Premier League happens to be the pinnacle, and the absolute top level of the sport at the club level. And there, of course, there are other teams that are mixed in there, you know, Real Madrid, Barcelona, Bayern Munich, AC Milan. You know, they're all stocked with history and you know, top teams. But when it comes down to the every weekend, game to game, team to team, the Premier League is the best. It's the most intense. You know, generally speaking, the play is at the highest level, and it's just absolute carnage, and people love that. And then on top of that, in terms of the social media side of things, the fans are nuts. So, you know, what I'm so excited about with First Touch, and we'll be speaking about this weekend when we preview this upcoming Premier League season, look ahead, give predictions and everything, you know, what we plan to do for the content. And, you know, we're going to be outside these stadiums, live streaming, taking content, throwing it on Instagram, Twitter, you name it, and giving people a chance to almost step inside of that world without actually having to go and do it. Interviewing fans, doing fun segments with them, and then having stuff inside the stadium. And I think it's so intriguing to people because it's so different from what we see here, you know, stateside when you go to a game. The environments are different. The way that fans interact are different. The intensity is all the same. It's, you know, it's top level sports, whether it's NFL, MLB, NBA. But there's something about these games where fans are separated by rows of police officers because they hate each other so much, and guys going at it for 90 minutes. On the biggest stage against the best teams and the best players in the world, that almost reaches out and grabs people. And once you start getting into it, it's difficult to step away. And I hear that all the time. And you're one of those people who said it to me as well. You know, hooked. You felt you got the bug. You kind of wrote it off as, you know, because it has a preconceived notion of how the game is played, and you know, how it's played here stateside, and the level of play that we have here stateside is a completely different ball game. It's like the G League, versus the NBA.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a perfect analogy. Tyler, we're out of time, but you're right. And it does. It's one of those things that if you get through this bias that it's boring and it has to be 5-4, it does not. And it is really something. All right. Great job out of you. Saturday night, First Touch. 8:00 Eastern right here on Sports Byline. All right, good job out of Tyler. We'll come back. What we're streaming and screaming about. Really, I think you got A's, Angels tonight. You'll have the Mets. Other than that, there is not a lot of baseball. I think that's it for the night. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Yes, only two baseball games tonight. You get the Braves-Mets, and you'll get Sale against Severino. Not a horrible game. Mets are showing a little moxie here after the All-Star break. And the other team I wrote about in my blog is the Kansas City Royals. Let me tell you something. The Royals, you don't take them lightly. You know, I was getting a little nutty before the All-Star break saying, you know, hey, here they come into Fenway. The Red Sox are playing great baseball. Let me tell you something. Bobby Witt Jr. and that ball club, Perez, they've done a heck of a job there. And then you get the Athletics and Angels, and I talked about that too, that A's team, say what you want. Now, look, they have stretches where they're the A's, but there's other stretches where they're all A's, and they're playing competitive baseball. And they've hung up some big numbers. They slapped the Orioles silly prior to the All-Star break. Orioles were in a huge funk. You know, that Oakland team, you take them lightly, they're going to pin their ears back and make your life a little difficult. Stripling against Rosenberg tonight. A's will throw Ross Stripling and Kenny Rosenberg for the Angels. Dodgers 6-4 over the Giants. Man, I just love watching. I love watching that matchup. I mean, the Giants showed a little moxie last night. Today, Logan Webb didn't have it. He just did not have it. He was painting corners there for a while, but and Kiki Hernandez Kiki Hernandez has just absolutely, you know, not destroyed, but he's had 2 3-hit games against the Giants. Yeah, one out at Oracle, and the other one right there at Chavez Ravine today. Kiki Hernandez had a lot of damage. All right, good job out of the whole crew. Enjoy the limited baseball. Get ready for opening ceremonies. The Olympics 2024 in Paris, the summer games for Dominic Jimenez for Zayd Hussein and for Tyler Levine. I'm Marty Terrell. Thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned for more Sports Talk following the top of the hour update from the interns on Sports Byline.